May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Today we get two very clear scriptures. The first from St. Paul in his letter, first letter to the church in Corinth, where he says eloquently and well that we are many parts but one body. We have different gifts. We come from different backgrounds, but we are one body. And then Jesus, in his teaching in the synagogue, claims that beautiful scripture from the prophet Isaiah as his inaugural address. He claims it. And he says, so I paraphrased it a little too at length at the 8 o'clock service, so I'm going to read it here. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he claims that as being his mission, as he is the fulfillment of that beautiful vision of grace and mercy and love. So for the church in Corinth, they needed a reminder that they were, each one, a human being. I don't know if ever in your family you had some disagreements. I'm sure not. I'm sure it just happened in my family growing up. Not too much. Mom, Dad, Henry, whoever's watching. But we had lots of different opinions. Lots of different perspectives. But we would gather and mostly have each other's back. And the church gathers, and very different perspectives, very different experiences, different priorities, but we are to have each other's back when the going gets tough, when we are weak, when we are in need, and also to rejoice when there's things to rejoice about. We are to be a community of support to each other, and also of accountability to each other, which isn't as scary as it sounds, really. But we hold each other accountable. The number one thing is to see the humanity in each other and to seek and serve Christ in each other. That's our baptismal, one of our baptismal vows. I kind of wish we read them every Sunday, right? Because we would remind ourselves that we are to resist evil, that we are to proclaim the good news of God in Christ, that we are to respect the dignity of every human being, that's in our baptismal covenant, and to seek to serve Christ in each other. And there's a lot more in there. It might seem easy to say that we are to remind each other of our dignity, but when we get into our feels, like when we get into our opinions, when we get into our self-righteousness, we can really start to other
and
dehumanize people that disagree with us, who are different than us. Okay, I want to tell a story. I'm going to embarrass my husband. It was his birthday yesterday, and I asked him to tell me a time, a memory, just, you know, what's a good memory from a birthday of yours? So, I mean, of all his years, there must be at least one good memory on a birthday, right? So I would say that we share that in common. There must be at least one. It doesn't have to be outrageous fireworks. It could just be a simple, you felt good on that day, right? Or your friend said happy birthday. Anyway, I asked him, and he said that he remembered in the town where he lived in El Salvador, where his mother made the piñata for him and his aunt, who shared the same birthday, and she made it so it was really hard to break. So she made it with a clay base, a clay pot as the base. And so it was really hard to break, and she gave it to her brother to fill it, his uncle. And his uncle did, filled it with lots of candy and with some lizards. No, but, yes, you heard that right. Thank you. Lizards. So, lizards. So when they finally broke that piñata, people were diving for the candy and also screaming because there was a lizard running around. That may not be what you experienced at any of your birthdays, but you at one point in your life celebrated a birthday. Because we are all human. We're all children of a God who loves us. And we can remember and connect that we are part of a body and a community that acknowledges, you know, maybe not with outrageous parties, but we say happy birthday, right? So that is part of the human experience. We do it differently in different ways. You may or may not have a lizard as yours, but there is some joy in that. Today is Migration with Dignity Sunday in the Episcopal Church. And one of the things that they did back in June, the larger Episcopal Church, was to say that we're going to have a Sunday that talks about, you know, the human dignity of the migrant, of the immigrant. And why that's needed is because people live in fear. People are affected by circumstances beyond their control or by just being who they are. In that same town that my husband celebrated his birthday in, families were forced to flee if they befriended the wrong person, if they spoke too loud, if someone just didn't like them, if they voted for the wrong party, if they showed up at the wrong time at night and saw something they weren't supposed to see. And at that time, the death squads would paint their hands white and put it on the door, and that means you were marked. You were other. And if you wanted to save your life and your family, you needed to get out. That happens in different ways all over the world now. And people come to our country, you know, because of things like that, that I know personally. And I want to say I'm so proud of this community because I've never had to ask, like, well, is somebody at Trinity going to help somebody out? I want to tell you three times that someone in need, and if they're migrants, immigrants, because it's Migration with Dignity Sunday, and Trinity people, help them out. This isn't, we don't publish, you know, press reports about this. We don't publish it in our newsletter. I want to talk about it today. One day I got a call from a nurse, Trinity parishioner, and she was in the ICU with a mother who had just given birth right down at the medical center, and the child, this is a very sad story, they're not all going to be this sad. She'd given birth to a baby boy, named him Noah, and Noah was dying. She and her husband had been separated into different detention centers because they came here because they couldn't get the medical care that they wanted or needed for their child in their country. And they weren't granted a visa. But Noah, the baby, was dying. And Trinity parishioner called me. And we were able to be with that mom and that baby and to give him a Christian burial that was so important for the mom in a place that a community would visit that site even when the parents couldn't. That's Migration with Dignity. That's walking beside people. That's good news for the poor. That's caring for the body as a whole and not saying we don't need you because we're an eye and you don't help us see. I think at Christmas I mentioned the family who came, and they came here because their son, whose name was Angel, was killed by 15 years old, killed by gangs. And they were all separated at the border, and nobody knew where they were. It was the weirdest thing. They had all been spread out. And because of connections at Trinity to different detention centers, because of connections at Trinity with consulates and people in other countries, we were able to find them and eventually support them, and they were able to get asylum because their lives were in danger. That's letting the oppressed go free, I think, in small part. And then finally, we got a call, I'm not even sure, from somebody random, not sure where it came from, another pregnant, expectant mother on the border town, had a complicated pregnancy and needed medical care. Folks from this congregation gave her a place to stay, took her to appointments. When she needed to go back to the border, drove her back. I didn't ask about papers. Woman needed medical. Her baby was born healthy. These are the stories of a loving community that walks with people in pain, that walks with each other as well, that knows even if we don't come from the same background or the same perspective or the same political party or the same whatever. We can be good news to the poor because we are grounded in Christ. The Holy Spirit is upon us, has anointed us into a community that is led by Christ, who proclaiming himself in the scripture today to be fulfillment of the vision of love and healing and grace and mercy and compassion. And so I'm proud to serve with you all. I appreciate in so many ways what people in this community do, that we're able to do, whether you know it or not, because we all make up this community. We don't always know what the other's doing, but because we are dedicated to being together in a messy way, not always agreeing, like a family doesn't always agree, but gathering at the table for sustenance, gathering at the altar for nourishment of that spirit that guides and resides in us, that is a gift of God's grace and love. And gives us the gifts that we have to respond when necessary in the most Christ-like way possible. Amen.
Amen. Amen.